From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cherry growers in the northern San Joaquin Valley say they avoided severe losses from mid-May rainstorms that threatened the ripening fruit. The San Joaquin County Agricultural Commissioner estimates rain may have damaged up to 15% of the crop, but says most cherries came through the rain okay. Farmers were working to harvest as much of the fruit as possible before last week's 100-degree days set in. The USDA now has the authority under the Defense Production Act to help prevent supply interruptions at FDA-regulated food facilities, including farms, packing houses, and fresh-cut processing facilities. According to thepacker.com, USDA could force produce facilities to stay open even if state or local officials want the plants to close because of a spike in COVID cases. This authority comes from a USDA-FDA-signed Memorandum of Understanding following an executive order aimed at keeping meat processing plants open. The Phase 1 trade agreement calls for China to buy huge amounts of U.S. food, agricultural, and seafood exports. Agriculture.com reports sales of soybeans, cotton, pork, corn, sorghum, and wheat are stronger than a year ago. But an Iowa think tank predicts China will buy only half of the amount needed to satisfy the agreement. The federal government sent $23 billion to farmers and ranchers to mitigate the impact of the trade war on 2018-19 production. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.